Okay, after the completion of chapter number 6, now we are coming to chapter number 7, that is income from long-term and short-term capital asset. That means income under the head capital gain. Now see, before starting this chapter, I just want to give you the history about this chapter, why this chapter has been, why this heading has been introduced. In Mumbai, there is a place, there is a city called Thane. In Thane, there was Mr. Patil. Mr. Patil, he was a very big land owner. He was the owner of a huge acres of land. At that time, Thane was at a stage of development. At the stage of development, so he has a huge acres of land in his name, because his ancestor has given his acres of land to him. And by profession, his business is sand. He was extracting sand from the sea and supplying to the builders. At that time, he started selling his land to the builders, because Thane was at the grudge of getting developed. So I'm talking about that era. So he started selling his property. So when he started selling his property, he was started earning money. So there are lots of money which is coming in his account, in the bank account. Right? So he has sold in so much property that the bank account is showing a huge amount in his account. Right? So at that time, during that era, the income tax department sent a notice to him that, "Hey, Mr. Patil, you have to come and you have to pay this much tax." Since Mr. Patil was a businessman, at the same time he was an educated person, he was knowing about the tax policies and everything. At that time he said, "Okay, sir, I'll pay the tax, but I will ask under what heading you." So, "Sir, I will meet in the court and we'll decide what to do. Come, we'll meet in the session court." This court, I'm not talking about the criminal court. There is a court which is separately where case of income tax and GST and all that takes place. So that court he is talking about. So there, the judge was there, and he was talking about for him on himself only he was talking. So he was arguing with the judge that, "Sir, the income tax which you told me to pay, tell me, is it the income which I've earned from salary?" Now you are very much familiar about what are the incomes which comes under salary, what are the income which comes under other sources, what are the income which comes under business and profession. Right? So is it the income which I've earned, this much income I've earned under the head salary?" Just said, "No." "Okay, noted, my lord." So judge also noted. Then he asked, "Sir, is it according to the definition of income from house property, is it the income from which I earned is income from house property?" And the judge said, "No." "Noted, my lord." So judge also noted that. "Sir, is it my business?" "Business is an ongoing concern. It keeps on going on and on and on. But this is it a business, the definition of business?" "No, it is not a business, because one day I will be, getting all the property sold, then I don't have any property to sell it off. So business means ongoing. It should be continuously producing and selling, producing and selling. So this asset is not produced by him and he's selling that." Okay. So the judge said, he asked judge, sir, is it an income which I've earned according to you? Is it an income from business?" Judge said, "No." Achha, there is one more heading called income from other sources, which you are going to study after this chapter. So then he said, "Is it interest on security, interest on fixed deposit? This income comes under that category?" Judge said, "No." "Sir, you have this four heading." At that time, we had only four heading: income from house property, income from salary, income from business and profession, income from other sources. So judge said, "No." "Then, sir, under which head I should pay tax? You tell me that, you decide, then I'll pay the tax." At that time, the judge didn't have any answer to tell. So he won the case. There was no tax on the income earned till that day by Mr. Patil. But from that day onwards, the finance ministry decided in their budget, they put one law that whenever in the due course of financial year, if anyone sell his property, property means capital asset. You are very much familiar about the capital asset. I've explained you in the first chapter. Okay. Capital asset. If he holds that capital asset and for a certain period of time, and then afterwards he sell it off. Right. So there he may generate income. So that income is taxable under the head income from capital gain. So this is the history of income from capital gain. From that day onwards, there is a law which came into picture, that income from capital gain. Okay, otherwise before that there was no such head under which this type of sale would have, the government would have charged tax on that. From that day onwards. Then after, in the next year, if he has sold the property, from that year onwards, he also paid the tax. But the income which he has earned selling the property before this head, it was not taxable. It is fully with him. Understood? So that is how this income from the head capital gain came into picture, came into the tax provision. Okay, so let us start. As you know, that income from capital asset, income arise due to transfer of capital asset from one person to another person. Income arise due to transfer of one person to another person for certain consideration. For certain consideration, that income is taxable under the head capital gain. I repeat the definition, that income from, income earned because of the transfer. I will not use the word sale. Transfer. Transfer of assets from one person to another person, from one entity to another entity, right? So income arise through that transfer will be chargeable under the head capital gain. Okay, so every person, after that law has been passed in the union budget, so included in the union budget, then from that year onwards, everyone started. I don't say specific which year it is, but this was the case. You can search if you want. So that is what happened, because of which capital gain was introduced by Government of India. So now income arises due to a transfer of capital asset. Now capital assets are of two types. You are very much familiar with, in the first chapter we have already done that. Capital assets are of two types. One is long term capital asset and second one is short term capital asset. First is long term, second one is short term. Long term capital asset and short term capital asset. Short term capital asset. Okay, now what is long term capital asset? The asset which is held by the owner for 36 months or more. The asset which is held by the owner of the property, owner of the capital asset, hold for 36 months or more, 36 or more, but equals to 36 or more than 36, then that is called as long-term capital asset. Forgive me for my writing, but since I'm explaining you, you can, you know, understand and you can connect that what I'm writing. Okay, long-term capital asset. Okay, if the asset is held by the owner for less than 36 months, less than 36 months, then that asset is termed as short-term capital asset. More than 36 months, less than 36 months, that is called as short-term capital asset. Long-term capital asset is holding the asset and then transferring it for after 36 months or equal to 36 months, then that is termed as long-term capital asset. And the asset which is held for less than 36 months, before 36 months only, you have transferred the asset to some other entity or to some other person, then that is called as short-term capital asset. Acha, in case of in case of securities, asset like securities, shares, debentures and bonds. In case of securities, the assets like securities, shares, debentures and bonds. Shares, debentures and bonds. Debentures, okay? Okay, sorry for my writing. So, debentures and bond. So, in case of assets like debentures, bond, security, in that case, if the asset is used for 12 months or more, 12 months or more, is called long-term capital asset. And if it is used for less than 12 months, less than 12 months, it is short-term capital asset. That we have already done this thing, this topic in the first chapter at the time of doing the definition of various heading, heads. Okay, so case one, what is capital asset is first bifurcated into two parts, long term and short term, because on that basis only you have to calculate the income. Long term will have some other pro forma, and short term will have other pro forma to compute the taxable amount. And for long term, you have to pay 20% tax, and for short term capital gain, you have to pay 10% tax. Okay, irrespective, total directly you have to pay 10%, and for long term it is 20%. Okay, so what is long term capital asset? The asset which is held by the owner for less than 36 months, it is short long term. Hold for less than 36 months, it is short term, and the asset which is held by the owner for equal to or more than 36 months, it is long term. Okay, so but if you are talking about the asset like shares, debentures, bonds, securities, understood, that asset, for that asset, if the holding is equals to 12 months or more than 12 months, it is long term, and if it is the holding is less than 12 months, it is short term. Okay, so from this we can make out that when you are calculating the income from capital gain, you have to follow two pro forma. So let us start with short term capital gain. Any transfer of assets, any income arise because of the transfer of assets from one entity to another entity, or one person to another person for certain consideration, then the income arise through that transfer will be charged under the head capital gain. Acha, if that asset is held for less than 36 months, then it will be charged under the head, it will be computed under the head short term capital gain. And if the asset is held for more than 36 months and then it is transferred, then that income computation of that asset's ka income will be coming under the long term capital gain. So let us talk about the pro forma. Let us learn the pro forma of short term capital gain. Okay, so short term capital gain. Now you will be transferring your asset, means in a layman's language people say it is sale. But not every sale, not every transfer is sale. ठीक है ना? तो खाली sale word is a smaller word. Transfer is a bigger term, which includes many other things also, apart from sales. ठीक है? So when you are holding a property for less than 36 months, suppose you got a gold biscuit. You got a gold biscuit, right? You are buying that gold biscuit, and within 36 months there was a marriage of your loved ones. So you sold that biscuit in the market and gave that money to the as a token of love towards that person. So you sold your gold biscuit, and with the help of that you made an arrangement of the marriage of your loved one. Okay, so here whatever you are getting the consideration for the transfer of the asset, gold bechkar jo paise aaya, उसको वो कंसिडरेशन को हम लोग बोलते हैं सेल्स कंसिडरेशन. क्या बोलते हैं? सेल्स कंसिडरेशन. सो व्हाट इज सेल्स कंसिडरेशन? द अमाउंट एट विच यू ट्रांसफर द गुड्स और यू सोल्ड योर एसेट. ओके, फ्रॉम दैट सेल, सपोज आई गॉट द बिस्किट, गोल्ड बिस्किट टू इयर्स बैक या 12 ईयर 18 मंथ्स बैक फॉर 60,000 और 40,000. ओके, टुडे आई सोल्ड इट फॉर 80,000. I got it for 60, but I sold it today at 80,000. So what is your sales consideration? 80,000. So 80,000 you received, not earned. You received the amount. Acha, out of that you will deduct less cost of acquisition. Cost of acquisition. So for what amount you have purchased that 60,000? That amount, and during the sale there may be some kind of transfer fees. Maybe some commission, brokerage, through broker you might have sold your property. So brokerage, whatever expense, that is termed as transfer fees. Dono ko mila ke, jo total aega, usko hum log kya karenge, aapke 80,000 se minus karke, jo answer aega, agar positive answer aaya to short term capital gain, agar negative answer aaya to short term capital loss. So this is your short term capital gain. Understood. So this is very easy. This pro forma is very easy. आपने कितने में बेचा? Suppose आपने 80,000 में बेचा, तो 80,000 is your sales consideration. 80,000 your sales consideration. ठीक है, तो I am just writing in front एज एन एग्जाम्पल, ओके 80,000 इज अ सेल्स कंसिडरेशन, अच्छा आपने खरीदा कितने में? सर 60,000 में खरीदा था, 60,000, और बेचते टाइम आपको 1,000 रुपये का एक लीगल चार्जेस लगा, तो टोटल खर्चा कितना हो गया? 60,000 एंड 1,000, तो दोनों मिला के 61,000 यू डिडक्ट, सो वॉट इज योर नेट इनकम? यू अर्न 19,000. What is the net income you earned? 19,000. So you have to pay tax on 19,000. That is 10% tax, because I told you short-term capital gain is taxed as per at the rate of 10%. Now I hope you understood this, because short-term capital gain calculation is very simple. कितने में बेचा वो amount और कितने में खरीदा वो minus कर दो. और बेचते time कुछ खर्चा हुआ क्या? That is termed as transfer fees. उसको total करके कॉस्ट से माइनस करके जो आंसर आएगा दैट इज योर शॉर्ट टर्म कैपिटल गेन. आई होप यू अंडरस्टूड कैपिटल गेन, शॉर्ट टर्म कैपिटल गेन. यस, एवरीवन अंडरस्टूड? ओके, सो शॉर्ट टर्म कैपिटल गेन इज वेरी सिंपल, वेरी सिंपल. वाय, कितने में बेचा? खरीदा, सपोज 1,00,000 में मैंने एक नेकलेस खरीदा, ठीक है, 1,00,000 में मैंने नेकलेस खरीदा 2 years back, 24 months back. नाउ देर इज सडन अर्जेंसी ऑफ कैश फॉर मी इन इन माय बिजनेस और समथिंग लाइक दैट, तो आई सोल्ड इट एट व्हेन आई परचेज इट वाज 1,00,000, व्हेन आई सोल्ड इट वाज 1,80,000. तो व्हाट इज द आंसर? सर 1,80,000 इज माय सेल्स कंसिडरेशन, 1,80,000, एंड आई परचेज इट फॉर 1,00,000, दैट इज कॉस्ट ऑफ एक्विजिशन, कॉस्ट ऑफ acquisition. So 1,00,000 is the purchase cost and sold it for 80. So what is my short term capital gain? Short term capital gain is 80,000. Simple. Understood? So this is your short term capital gain ka pro forma. Now move on to the long term. This is very something you have to take care of, because long term capital gain is different from the short term capital gain. Okay, so now I'm talking about long term capital gain. Okay, so in this also, first is sales consideration. Aapne kitne becha? Sales consideration. Sales consideration, jitna bhi amount hai. Theek hai? Less. Now see, suppose you have purchased a property in the year 2003. At that time, 2003, the property rate was 6,00,000 rupees, 1 BHK, 575 area in Thane, because I got it. Okay, in the year 2003, I purchased a flat in Thane opposite Suraj Water Park for 6,25,000, including registration, everything. It costed me 7,00,000. Okay, after 10 years, I shifted to a new 2 BHK. For that, I needed money. So for that purpose, I sold my property. So when I sold my property, after say about 11 years or 10 to 11 years, so in 2003, I'm talking about 2013. So in 2013, I sold my property for 24,50,000. See, 2003 ka jo 6,00,000, 7,50,000 tha, is it the same worth in 2013? Yes. Is it the same worth? You are saying yes or no? You are saying no, sir. It is not the same. Very good. I was expecting that answer only from you, because I know you are brilliant. You all are brilliant. Okay. So, अगर आप 2003 की बात कर रहे हैं, सपोज उस टाइम पे मैं एक वड़ा पाव 10 रुपए में खरीदता हूं, सपोज दो वड़ा पाव 10 रुपए में, दो वड़ा पाव मिलता हूं, 2013 में वही 10 रुपए में आप दो वड़ा पाव खा सकते हो क्या? शायद वो 10 रुपए में आपको खाली एक पाव मिलेगा, वड़ा भी नहीं मिलेगा. किसी किसी जगह पे शायद चटनी मिलेगा, पाव वड़ा पाव कुछ भी नहीं मिलेगा, सिर्फ चटनी मिलेगा 10 रुपए का, है ना? Because of inflation. So is it a wise decision ki to compare your 2013 ka income with the cost of 2003? So in this, if you follow short term, so 24,50,000 minus 7,00,000. So I am getting 16,50,000 ka income. 16,50,000 pe 20% agar maine tax bhar diya, to mere paas kya bachega naya property kharidne ke liye? I am not in a position then. So this is a wrong, sir. This is not the way to calculate the property which is used for a longer period of time. 3 se 4 saal ke upar ho jata hai, to inflation impact karta hai. 3 saal ke andar hai, to inflation utna impact nahi karta. Lekin if the property is used for more than 36 months, to definitely ek tenure, 5 years ka hamara government ka tenure hai 5 years ka, to 5 saal ke baad, 6 saal ke baad, 10 saal ke baad agar aap bhejte ho, to definitely there is a huge difference. So you cannot follow the pro forma of short term capital gain. To kaise karne ka? Sir, us zamane ka 2003 ka 7 lakhs aaj uska kya worth hai? 7 lakhs mein jo cheez us time mein milti thi, aaj uska kya worth hai as per the inflated price, as per the inflation? So take that into consideration and then compare with the 24,50,000. Then I am supposed to say, then I will say, huh, that is a perfect comparison. I am ready to pay tax on that. If you are comparing 2013 mein 2003 ka value, forget about 2003 value. Suppose my dadaji has purchased the property. Hello, my dadaji has purchased the property in the year 1970. Dadaji gave the property to my dad in the year 1980. My dad gave the property to me in the year 2010. Achha, dadaji has purchased this property for 50,000. At that time, 70, in the year 1970, 50,000 is a huge amount. Today, that property is gifted to me by my dad. I sold that property for 3 crores. How much? 3 crores. Or say 30 crores. 30 crores, I sold the property for 30 crores. Now if I follow 30 crores minus 50,000, that means for 2 crore 99 lakh 95 thousand, I have to pay tax. Is it the perfect calculation? No. So what to do? Sir, us zamane ka price, 1970 ka jo 50,000 hai, aaj ka kya price hai in the year 2022-23 or 23-24, kya price hai? कन्वर्ट करो, उसको बोलते हैं इंडेक्सेशन. कन्वर्ट करके फिर कंपेयर करो. तो गवर्नमेंट डिसाइडेड ओके, दैट इज द बेस्ट वे. सो व्हाट वी डिड, सेल्स कंसिडरेशन में से यू हैव टू डिडक्ट द एक्विजिशन कॉस्ट, बट नॉट द ओनली एक्विजिशन कॉस्ट, यू हैव टू कन्वर्ट दैट इनटू प्रेजेंट इंडेक्स रेट. सो इंडेक्सेशन, इंडेक्स कॉस्ट ऑफ एक्विजिशन, इंडेक्स कॉस्ट ऑफ एक्विजिशन, that you have to calculate. How to calculate, I will give you the formula, but index cost of calculation. And then, so in from the 70 to 2023, there may be some kind of renovation in between any year. You might have Dadaji might have made some renovation, repair interior, then after that dad may have made some interior renovation. Okay, so time to time there may be some expenses incurred on the property to keep the property in a well mannered, hai na, well maintained. ठीक है, सो दैट मे कॉस्ट देम 5 लैक्स फर्स्ट टाइम, 2 लैक्स सेकेंड टाइम, 7 लैक्स थर्ड टाइम, 8 लैक्स. सो दैट इज दैट कॉस्ट विच यू हैव इंकर्ड फॉर द यू नो फॉर द मेंटेनेंस ऑफ द एसेट इन अ ह्यूज फॉर्म. मतलब बीच बीच में आपने आपका 2 BHK था, उसको आपने बंगलो था, उसको आपने फर्स्ट फ्लोर बना दिया, फिर थोड़े दिन किया तो आपने उसको सेकेंड फ्लोर बना दिया, ठीक है, और बाजू में और थोड़ा एक्सटेंड कर दिया बिकॉज जगह अपना ही था तो आप बना दिया. So that is called improvement. So that also have to be converted at today's price, and then you have to calculate. So that is called index cost of improvement. Okay, index cost of improvement. So dono, and along with this, whatever transfer fees. Stamp duty, registration during the time of sale, brokerage during the time of sale of your property, that is treated as transfer fees. Adding all these 3 items, you deduct from your sales consideration whatever income you are getting, that is your long term capital gain. So the pro forma of short term and long term, the only difference, technically they are same, sales minus cost price. The only difference is there it is sales minus cost price, but here it is sales minus the index cost price. And one more thing, sales minus the index cost of improvement. For example, you 10 years back when I was buying 2000, in 2003 the cost, the gold ka cost was 8000 rupees. Gold ka cost was 8000 rupees to buy the house. I sold my 8000 rupees ka 2003 it was for 8000 rupees, but when I was buying this 2 BHK, at that time I sold all my gold, at that time it was 17000 rupees per 10 gram. Theek hai na, per 10 gram aisa. So suppose I have purchased a biscuit, I was having a habit of buying the biscuits, so gold biscuit of 10 grams. So I purchased it and I got total amount of 70 to 80,000 ka biscuit I purchased 7 to 8 years back. Okay. Acha, in between I got married. So what I did from that biscuit, I made it some ornaments like Mangalsutra, bangles, earrings, my engagement ring for my wife. ठीक है, एंगेजमेंट रिंग, एवरीथिंग आई मेड फ्रॉम दैट. सो दैट इज वॉट यू हैव स्पेंड 80 to 90,000 फॉर द परचेज ऑफ बिस्किट. आफ्टर दैट, आफ्टर 3 to 4 years, यू हैव इनकर्ड सम एक्सपेंसेस टू कन्वर्ट दैट बिस्किट इन टू डिफरेंट ऑर्नामेंट्स. दैट इज इंप्रूवमेंट. सो दैट इंप्रूवमेंट कॉस्ट, ठीक है. सो वेन यू डिड आफ्टर 4 to 5 years, यू डिड दैट इंप्रूवमेंट कॉस्ट. एंड आफ्टर इन 2013 आई सोल्ड बिकॉज आई हैव टू बाय अ 2 BHK. सो आई सोल्ड इट. That, so improvement, you understood what is the cost of improvement? That is index cost. So that improvement cost also you have to convert it into today's price. That's the reason only cost of acquisition is not deducted. You have to deduct the index by converting the cost of acquisition into present inflation rate. That is called indexation. So index cost of acquisition, that amount, and index cost of improvement, that amount, and transfer fees, tino ko mila ke total whatever is there, that you have to deduct from sales consideration, and that gives you long-term capital gain. Long-term capital gain. So now you understood the pro forma. Acha, now I'll explain you the how to calculate the index cost. So now we will learn how to calculate index cost of acquisition. So I'll show you how to calculate the index. Now what is the formula for index cost of acquisition? So index cost of acquisition is equal to cost of acquisition upon index of purchase year into index of sale year. This is the formula. Now you'll say, you'll ask me, sir, what is index of purchase year and what is index of sale year, right? So that indexation index ka table, it is available. If you go to Google, if you search there, put index table for capital gain, they will show you the index table from 2000 till date, from the year 2000 till date. So for the year 2000-2001, it is, sorry, for 1 and 2 it is 100, for 2 and 3 it is something, for 3 and, so that table will be given to you, that table will be given to you, okay. And if the if you don't have the table also, you can get it from the Google, okay. So suppose you purchase the property on 2001 and 2 year, so that for say about for 1 lakh. So 1 lakh divided by the index cost of the 2001 and 2002 is 100 into, suppose you sold it in 2022-23, that is your assessment year. Okay. So index cost of 22-23 is 331. So suppose I have purchased the cost at 1 lakh, right, divided by 100 into 331. So what will be the cost? So the cost of that property will be 331,000. 331,000. Understood. So this is how your 1 lakh got converted into this year's for 331. I'm just giving you 331 is as a figure. It may be something different because I'm not sure about the exact figure. But you, that table you can see and you can match and calculate any year ka. Suppose you have purchased the property in the year 2004-2005. So in 2004 for 5 lakhs. So 5 lakhs divided by 2004 and 5 ka index cost, it will be there in the table. Divided with that figure into the sale year. In which year you sold? In the previous year, 22-23. So previous year ka jo bhi rate hoga, index hoga, usse multiply karo, that amount got converted into current year's figure, inflation index. Understood. So this is how you calculate the cost of acquisition. Now there is a star mark in cost of acquisition. Now what is that star mark? I'll show you. I'll tell you. I'm just erasing the example. Okay. So what is that star mark? Star mark says that This I am putting a star mark here in near the cost of acquisition. See, cost of acquisition, I told you the index table which you have right now, because previously we had the index table from the year 1981, 1st April 1981, and after 20 years it has been changed again. We got started from 2001. After 20 years they change. So now we have the index table starting from 2001 to 2002. From 2001 to 2 year, वो इस तरह से index cost table है, revise होता है, and this revision is done by RBI by calculating with some formula. So that formula you are not supposed to know. ठीक है, if you are working in an RBI, you can see there, you can ask them, you will get the formula. But how they calculate and how they come to this point, this number. ठीक है, अच्छा, this number is an average number of inflation rate which is fluctuating, and that every month का inflation rate का fluctuation is taken into consideration given by various bank to RBI, and with the help of that at the end of the year they make a index point. Understood? Okay, so now if the cost of acquisition, suppose आपने कोई property 2001 के पहले खरीदा हो, suppose 1991 1992 में खरीदा हो. सर 1991-92 का परचेज कॉस्ट है सपोज 1 लाख रुपीस. सर 1 लाख कॉस्ट है, लेकिन उस ईयर का इंडेक्स कॉस्ट तो हमारे पास है नहीं, बिकॉज हमारा इंडेक्स कॉस्ट जो टेबल स्टार्ट होता है वो 2001 एंड 2002 से स्टार्ट होता है. देन इन दैट सिचुएशन कॉस्ट ऑफ एक्विजिशन का अगर आपने बोला कि कॉस्ट ऑफ एक्विजिशन डिवाइड बाय इंडेक्स ऑफ परचेज ईयर, सर परचेज ईयर आई डोंट हैव the index cost, because our index table is showing the index indexation inflation index ka value from the year 2001-2002. So then in that case you have to take cost of acquisition by comparing two values. So in case purchase of capital asset before 1st April 2001, this date याद रखना, before 1st April 2001, then in that situation you have to take original cost. Suppose the original cost you purchase before 1st April is 1 lakh, and fair market value on 1/4/2001. Suppose the fair market value of the property which you purchase is 2 lakhs. इन दोनों में से कौन highest है, that value, highest value will become your cost of acquisition. In this case, cost of acquisition, that is 2 lakhs. This you have to do only when the purchase is made before 1st April 2001. क्यों? Because 1st April 2001 के पहले का index cost है नहीं, और हम लोग index cost लेंगे तो 2001 का ही ले सकते हैं. तो if you are taking index cost of 2001 and 2, then you have to take the value also of 2001 and 2. So, कैसे मिलेगा sir? Obviously, simple as that. Fair market value, market का value देखो. So, that value you can easily get from the Reckner index. Land का एक Reckner index होता है, उधर से आपको मिल जाएगा. या कोई भी local माड़ा के इसमें जाके या municipal corporation में जाके पूछोगे तो वो तुमको बता देगा. जिधर भी प्रॉपर्टी टैक्स कलेक्ट होता है वहां पर जाओ, उनको बोलो कि व्हाट इज द प्रेजेंट मार्केट वैल्यू ऑफ दिस प्रॉपर्टी इन दिस एरिया इन दिस, तो दे विल पर स्क्वायर फीट का रेट दे देंगे तुमको. ठीक है, दे हैव द वैल्यू, रेडी रेकनर बोलते हैं उसको, वो वैल्यू मिल जाएगा. तो फेयर मार्केट वैल्यू, तो आपको 2001 के पहले जो भी प्रॉपर्टी खरीदा वो वैल्यू, और आपका फेयर मार्केट वैल्यू ऑन 1st April 2001, दोनों को कंपेयर करके जो हाइएस्ट है दैट विल बिकम योर कॉस्ट ऑफ एक्विजिशन. So now your cost of acquisition is on 1st April 2001. Then you have the index value 100. So in that case, you will take 100 as a index cost of purchase year into the index cost of sale year. Understood? ठीक है, this is one point of cost of acquisition जो आपको याद रखना है. और एक point, ये case one है. Case two क्या है?